कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, हे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। हे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। ओ हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन, राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय श्री गौरांग, जय श्री गौरांग, श्री गौरांग जय गौर हरि। जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। आयुष्यो पचयम् जंतोस जंतोस्थैवो पचयम् विदु विभु जंतोस्थैवो पचयम् विभु उभयाम् रहिता स्वस्थो दुस्तस्य विधाति असो। आयुष्योपचयं जन्तोस तथैवोपचयं विभुः उभयभ्यां रहितो स्वस्थो दुस्तस्य विदधात्यसौ। आयुष्योपचयं जन्तोस तथैवोपचयं विभुः उभाभ्यां रहितः स्वस्थो दुस्तस्य विदधात्यसौ। आयुषोपचयं जन्तु तथैवोपचयं विभुः अभ्याम रहितस्तस्तो तस्यां विदधातिषो। आयुषोपचयं जन्तु ततयम् रजोम् विभो माभ्याम् रहितस्तस्य निस्तस्य विदधातसो आयुषोपचयम् जन्तु ततयोस्पचयम् विभुः भयाम् रहितस्तस्य Word to word meaning, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Ayushaha, of duration of life. Apachayam, diminution. Jantoha, of the living entities. Tatha, similarly. Eva, also. Upachayam, increase. Vibhuhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ubhabhayam, from both of them. Rahitaha, free. Swastaha, always situated in transcendental position. Dustasya, of the living entities under the laws of karma. Vidadhati, awards, asau, he. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is all-powerful and he awards the results of one's fruitive activities. Thus, although one living entity's duration of life is very small, whereas that of another is very great, he is always in his transcendental position and there is no question of lessening or increasing his duration of life. Purport. Both the mosquito and Lord Brahma are living entities in the material world. Both are minute sparks and are part of the Supreme Lord. The very short duration of life of the mosquito and the very long lifetime of Lord Brahma are both awarded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the results of their karma. But in the Brahma Samhita, we find it said, Karmani Nirdahati, the Lord diminishes or vanquishes the reactions of devotees. The same fact is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Yadnarthat Karmano Anyatra. One should perform karma only for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, one is bound by the action and reaction of karma. Under the laws of karma, a living entity wanders within the universe and under the rule of eternal time. And sometimes he becomes a mosquito and sometimes Lord Brahma. To a sane man, this business is not very fruitful. Bhagavad Gita gives a warning to the living entities. Yanti deva vrata devan. Those who are addicted to the worship of the demigods go to the planets of the demigods. And those who are addicted to the worship of Pitas, forefathers, go to the Pitas. Those who are inclined to material activities remain in the material sphere. But persons who engage in devotional service reach the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where there is neither birth nor death nor different varieties of life under the influence of the law of karma. The best interest of the living entity is to engage himself in devotional service and go back home back to Godhead. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur advised, my friend, you are being washed away in material nature's waves of time. Please try to understand that you are the eternal servant of the Lord. Then everything will stop and you will be eternally happy. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan समन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च वासिंदुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Before beginning, I seek blessings of all the devotees so that I could speak something on this subject of Srimad Bhagavatam completely and purely for my purification. So today we are discussing 4th canto, 11th chapter. So in this chapter, Swayambhu Manu advises Dhruva. After Dhruva Maharaj seeing the Lord Darshan, he was benedicted by the Lord, and later we see that when Uttama was killed by Yaksha, Dhruva Maharaj engaged into fight with the Yakshas, and then he was about to kill all the Yakshas, even after killing the one who has killed his brother. So I thought few of the lessons which we can learn from this pastime, then we'll see few things from Srila Prabhupada's purport also. So one thing is very nicely seen in this episode is that the power to transform our character is only by the power of the grace of Vaishnava. Dhruva Maharaj was such an exalted devotee of the Lord, but when he was into such crisis and he was unable to control his anger and was in fight with Yakshas, so he was protected by Swayambhu Manu coming there. So when we have the power or the grace of Vaishnava, then we can be protected. So that one thing we can see from here. And also we see another thing, though we are on the path of perfection, but our journey will be filled with imperfections. So it's generally for a sadhaka, practicing devotee on the path of devotional service, we can see that just by taking to devotional service, yes, devotional service is perfect in itself, but when a practitioner is practicing, he is on the path of perfection, and there can be some imperfections or some failures. So it is said, devotees may fall out but will not fail. You are allowed to fail, but also you are allowed to get up. So that's why it is in a Swalpamapya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bhayat. That is the hope in practicing the spiritual life, that even though sometimes, because of our conditionings, a person may get fall down or slipped on the path of devotional service, he has hopes to get up. Now in case of Dhruva Maharaj, he was unable to control his anger, but by the mercy of Swayambhu Manu, he got it. Now, why it happened? So it is said that on the path of devotional service, one should not become independent and impudent. Because if you become the independent and impudent, then is a big trap for following the path of devotional service. Why Dhruva Maharaj could take the advice of Swayambhu Manu? He was, if you see the transformation, when Dhruva Maharaj before, when he was asked by Narad Muni, then he was little impudent. He told, you tell, what is the process or by how I could achieve my goal. and he was not ready to listen. If you can guide me, please guide. Otherwise, you please clear my path. Let me go ahead. But here he didn't say to Swayambhuvunu now like this. So he was not impudent and he didn't act independently that I am the king and this is wrong done to me and I want to seek justice and this is proper. No. So he was not independent and impudent, and that's why he was not falling into that trap and protected on the path of devotional service. So these are the few lessons we could see from this episode. I will try to discuss some of the things from the purport. So here it is mentioned that both the mosquito and Lord Brahma are the living entities material world. Both are minute sparks and part of the Supreme Lord. The very short duration of life of the mosquito and the very long life of Brahma are both awarded by the Supreme Lord. So if you see how we get these different bodies, so in third canto, Lord Kapila tells to Mother Dehuti, Karmana Deva Netrena Jantur Dehopa Patyaye. So as per our karma, we get the different types of body. That's why we says no, that the impressions on the mind, like what impressions on our mind we have on the subtle body, accordingly we get the next birth. So what it is mentioned here, that we get the different bodies, that is based on our karma. And Lord is equal to all. But the interesting it is mentioned, but in Brahma Samhita, Karmani Nirdhati, the Lord diminishes or vanquishes the reactions of devotees. So how this principle of karma acts in the devotee's life? So it is said, one who takes to devotional service, Karmani Nirdhati, Lord vanishes the reactions of the devotees. How it is? So if you see, Bhagavad Gita, it talks about Vikarma, that is the activities performed against the laws of scriptures, which can give you the ill effects of the acts performed. That is Vikarma. Then there is called as Sakama Karma, where the person performs the act to get to fulfill his desires. But why it says Karmani Nirdhati? Why the why Lord vanishes the reaction of devotees? Because devotees perform the acts only for the satisfaction of the Lord. So there is no desire to enjoy for oneself, but only to satisfy the Lord. That's why it says Yajnyarthat karma anyatra lokoyam bandhanah. If you perform the activities other than to satisfy the Lord or to gratify one's senses, then it is a cause of bondage in this world. That's why it says Yat karoshi yadashnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi konteya. You offer everything for my satisfaction. Now this is what Lord is telling, but for devotees, very nicely it is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that what is the nature of Lord, how he accepts the devotional service. In Gita 9.26 we see Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, that even one offers a little fruit, flower or leaves, but then that has to be offered with devotion, then Krishna accepts. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Ishwara Sabhava Bhakter Nalay Aparad Alpa Seva Bahumane Atma Paryanta Swabhav, means the Krishna, he sees even a little offering made by the devotees, he gives Atma Paryanta, he gives the highest benediction to the devotees, that is his devotional service. That is the nature of the Lord. Now, the what kind of devotional service, because in this purport, Prabhupada is writing that performing devotional service unto Lord will vanquish all the reactions of devotees. But what is the goal of performing a devotional service? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, Taiche bhakti phale krishne prema upajay, preme krishna swadahale bhavanasha pay, daridra nasha bhavakshaya premera phalanay, prema sukha bhoga mukhya prayojana hoy. Why actually devotees perform the devotional service? Though it is mentioned here that by performing devotional service, like Krishna also says, Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami mashucha. That you take shelter of me, I will remove all your whatever sinful activities are there, I will take the results of that. But here it is saying taiche bhakti phale krishna prema upajaya. Mahaprabhu is telling we have to perform the devotional service because daridra nash and bhavakshay premara phalanay. These are not the results of the devotional service. These are the byproducts. anybody can like this. One need not try separately for all this. Daridra nasha bhavakshay prema farne preme krishna swada haile bhava nasha pai. Just by engaging in devotional service and getting the taste in devotional service, automatically there is a bhavanash. Though no need to separately endeavor for that. As in this translation also mentioned, he awards the results of one's fruity activities. What is the first line? Ayusho pachayam jantos tateivo pachayam vibhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is all powerful. He awards the results of one's fruity activities. So yathamam prapadyante, how we surrender to the Lord reciprocates. But if one's performs the pure devotional service, then that pure devotional service, preme krishna swada haile bhavanashapai. Then no need of trying to get rid of this material world or improve our poverty stricken situation. Okay, prema sukha bhoga mukhya prayojana hai. To engage into the devotional service and relish that sweetness is the is why we perform the devotional service. So then, if you see in this case here, Dhruva Maharaj, he was affected by anger and he got transformed by the instructions of Narada Muni, instructions of Swayambhu Manu. So similar kind of situations comes in the devotees' lives also. So I just was thinking of discussing this topic today, that bhakti is simple but not easy. How it is? Because Dhruva Maharaj was practicing the devotional service, and as we have seen, that this path of bhakti, we are on the path of perfection, but our journey will be filled of imperfections. And we may fail sometimes, but we are always allowed to get up. So getting this theme in mind, I thought, ki, first of all, why bhakti is simple? Why bhakti is simple? Because, as it is said, everybody can follow the path of bhakti. Kirata punanda hurinda pulkasha abhira shumba yavana kasadya yennecha papa yadapashaya shaya shudhyanti tasme prabhavishna venamaha. Anybody. If you see, there are different paths given by Lord himself, but then every other path requires some qualification. But here it is said, anybody can take to this path of Krishna consciousness or path of bhakti, and how he will be transformed? So it is said, yad adbhuta krama parayana shila shiksha. If one is trained under the authorized bona fide guru or bona fide authority, then such persons can become devotee, whatever their qualification may be. That is the glory of bhakti. That's why bhakti is simple. Anybody can take. So no prior qualification is required for bhakti. And it is nradeha matrena. Just two, three. This one basic criteria is that that living entity, if he has a human body and has a desire to perform devotional service, he can practice the devotional service. So bhakti is so easy. Then why the performing bhakti is difficult? This is few of my meditations for myself, that many times Rupa says bhakti is easy, chant and be happy. Then we say chant and then be happy, there is a gap in between. So what that gap is, what it makes difficult? So bhakti is simple because anybody can perform, and the shravanam is the mother of devotional service. So as we see, as a practicing sadhaka, in spite of so much of shravan, definitely shravanam will purify us, but then how we develop the taste for shravanam? So it is said, only by seva. So as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya ubdikshanti te jnanah jnaninah tatvadarshan. Tad vidhi pranipatena. Krishna directly explains there. What is the process of taking knowledge? First is, we require the surrender, which is very, very important. Externally, it is very easy to take shelter. I think that, like I was talking to one devotee from Vaishnava from Bangladesh. He told Prabhuji, please don't say I am your servant, or please don't touch my lotus feet. Why? Because it means a lot to us. We are told to touch the feet of those Vaishnavas only whose instructions we take very seriously. Then only we can touch. So tad vidhi pranipatena, taking shelter is so very important. So, and for that, humility is required. And this is where our false ego is crushed. And that's why it is said bhakti is difficult. Because the other paths, the most of the time, our own enthusiasm, our own strength is used to advance on the path. Whether it's a karma or karma kandik, that arranging the sacrifices, collecting the things, or the hatha yoga or any other process, so much emphasis on our own strength.
But on the path of bhakti, it begins with Trinadapi Sunichana, as Mahaprabhu says, Trinadapi Sunichana, Taroriva Sahishnuna. Because the goal of life is to always remember Krishna. But for that, what is the requirement? Trinadapi Sunichana. And that's what, becoming humble, then it may be one of the difficulty to crush our false ego and take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Rupa Goswami, Shiksha Guru Ketajani Krishna Raswarup Ara Bhagavata Bhakta Krishna Rasa Prema Patra. So how to take this spiritual knowledge or Shravanam, that is Shiksha Guru Ketajani Krishna Raswarupa. So Lord, it is said that the spiritual master is the mercy incarnation of the Lord. And taking instructions from the spiritual master, being humble, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, and then humbly questioning him, and then hearing Tattva Darshina from such a devotee, then we can understand the knowledge and implement that knowledge in our life. So in practice of devotional service, it is very easy to perform the service when things goes our way. Isn't it? Like yesterday only we were discussing with Ananda Prem Prabhu, that when the things goes good in our life, our spiritual life goes very nicely. But that deep desire of taking shelter comes when there is so much of difficulties in our life, isn't it? Then, oh Lord, please protect me. That artha bhavana of that calling to the Lord or taking shelter of the Lord. But what when the things are going very well, it's very difficult to remember the Lord. But it is said, in the good times, like His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, good time is a preparation for the bad time. So when our good time is going on, that time we can develop gratitude in our heart for whatever good is done to us, isn't it? And then we have that gratitude, then when difficulties would come, then by remembering that gratitude, we can easily overcome the grief of the difficulties. So, on the path of bhakti, we have to put our ego aside, which is very difficult. Then, I thought, there are many devotees, exemplary devotees, mahajanas, we follow in our life, or take inspiration on the path of bhakti. So, I thought of, like we have the Navavidha bhakti. So, we see now here in the life of Dhruva Maharaj, he was affected by anger, one of the difficulties. But if we see all these nine processes of devotional service and the nine great Acharyas, Mahabhagavatas, who have exemplified this nine process of devotional service, even in their life, they went through some kind of difficulties. So first is, like we know this shlok, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam, right? This Navavidha Bhakti. So we'll see one by one how the devotees who exemplified these qualities also has to go through some of the difficulties in their life, but how they were so much loyal to the path of devotional service and took shelter of the Lord. The first is Parikshit Maharaj. Dijashapa Rupam. He was being cursed to die in 7 days, and Gayatha Tava Vishnu Gatha. And what he desired to hear the glories of the Lord. So in his case, it is mentioned that when Shringhi gave him the curse, he didn't go and correct the curse. He thought, why to make the Brahmana again feel bad about themselves? Better now take me to the path of devotional service and let me hear Srimad Bhagavatam and perfect my life. So he tolerated the curse or the insult by the rishis. Second is Kirtanam, Shukdev Goswami. So, Shukdev Goswami was a great devotee of the Lord, and it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, when he was coming towards Hastinapur. So, how devotees are like equipoised and they are not affected by this external what we can say, respect and disrespect in the society. When Shukdev Goswami was coming, he was looking, he was without any clothes. And when he was walking, it is said that many children and women were throwing stones on him, not understanding, not recognizing the great position of Shukdev Goswami. So he also tolerated and never like shown like or reacted over it. So that's how this is our Shukdev Goswami, tolerated the insult by others. Then third is Smaranam, the Prahlad Maharaj. So we've seen the Prahlad Maharaj also has exemplified in his life that so many difficulties came in life, but what he took, what he did, he always took the shelter of Lord. He always took the shelter of Lord. All the troubles given by his father, he accepted. Rather, when Lord asked him, what benediction you want to give me, what he said? You please deliver my father. And he himself was so humble that even though he was protected by Lord, he says, Hare Rudra Jate. Oh my Lord, I belong to such the lowest abominable life of Asura. I am not worthy of your mercy. If you want to give me something, really please deliver my father. So Prahlad Maharaj also tolerated the difficulties or troubles in his life. Then Archanam. Who exemplified the Archanam? Prithu Maharaj. What happened in the life of Prithu Maharaj? So if you see, when Prithu Maharaj was trying to perform the sacrifices, already 99 sacrifices were over and only one sacrifice was remaining, and Indra tried to stop that sacrifice. But when Lord Vishnu appeared, and Brahmaji also there, same episode like this, what Prithu Maharaj did? So Lord told that, I am more satisfied by your 99 sacrifices than that 100 sacrifices by what Indra wants to stop this. So I am more satisfied, so you please stop here. So what is the goal of our life? To satisfy the Lord. And that time also Prithu Maharaj was not impudent. So he took the advice of the Lord, and then he could please the Lord. So this was in case of Prithu Maharaj accepting the with humility he accepted the advice of the Lord. That Vandanam. Who is Vandanam? Simplified the Vandanam is Akrurji. He also offered the wonderful prayers for the Supreme Lord in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then there is a Dasyam, Hanumanji, or we can say for that matter Mother Lakshmi also. So we can see Hanumanji has also helped the Lord, and in that he used his, so when he was, he has to go through difficulties, like when he was going from Mahendra Parvat and towards Lanka, many difficulties came, but with his intelligence he overcome. Then next is Sakhyam. This is important. Arjuna. In his life also difficulties came. He was troubled. And what is the famous? Like when Lord was with him, so though they were into so many difficulties, he was protected. But when Lord left this world and went to his own planet, then Arjuna was going, and few cowherd men could attack him and win over him. And then that's what, when he came to Yudhishthir Maharaj, what he says? Vanchitoham Maharajan Harina Bandhu Rupina. There he recognizes the Lord's mercy in his life. That how when Lord was with me, everything was, all this what I could accomplish. And seeing my accomplished, even the devtas were astonished. So all this was due to Lord's mercy. But later Srimad Bhagavatam speaks, how he overcome the grief? He remembers the instructions of the Lord which was spoken to him. And that's how he could stabilize his life and take the shelter. And that's how all the Pandavas, they perfected their life by taking the shelter of the Lord. And the last is Atmanivedan. Atmanivedanam. So who is the example for the Atmanivedanam? Bali Maharaj. So recently His Grace Radhika Raman Prabhu very nicely explained that how Bali Maharaj was tested by the Lord himself. Here Dhruva Maharaj was into a situation where his brother was killed and he was into fight. Here the Bali Maharaj himself was tested by the Lord, and it is said one who perceives the mercy will receive the mercy. And Bali Maharaj could perceive the mercy of the Lord when Lord told him, well, he was, like as it was explained, he was bound by the Pasha, Sarpa Pasha. Then he was humiliated in front of all his relatives. Then also he took the shelter of the Lord. So all these nine devotees, we see how they got difficulties in their life, then also they took the shelter of the Lord. Even in case of Narada Muni, our the Bhaktavesh avatar of the Lord for Bhakti, what he says, Namani Anantasya Hatatrapapatan Guhyani Bhadrani Kritani Chasmaran Gamparya Tans Tushta Gata Manas Tushta Manha Gataspruha Kalam Pratikshan Vimado Vimatsara. He says, Namani Anantasya Hatatrapapatan. So what happened when Narada Muni was alone, when his mother was no more with him, so he took it as the mercy of the Lord. And then he says, what he did, Narada Muni says, what I did after taking, once this Bhakti Vedantist, he got the knowledge from the Bhakti Vedantist and he was alone, no one with him, so what he did, Namani Anantasya Hatatrapapatan, he says, I engaged myself in chanting the names of the Lord and Guhyani Bhadrani Kritani Chasmaran, and remembering the activities of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, Gam Paryatans Tushta Gata Gam Paryatans Tushta Manah Gata Spruha. That is, I started moving towards north, gataspruha, that is giving up all the material desires. I gave up all the material desires and kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsara, and very important thing, and I traveled free from pride and envy. So this is very important, that by practicing the spiritual, practicing the devotional service, these two things should happen. Specifically, Narad Muni is telling, he was free from pride and envy. As I said, once one get free from this pride and envy, then practicing the devotional service does not remain no more difficult. It becomes easy. So we'll go to the further purport. So it is mentioned, Prabhupada, to a sane, Bhagavad gives a warning to the living entities. Yanti deva vrata devan. Those who are addicted to the worship of demigods go to the planets of demigods. And those who are addicted to the worship of pitas, forefathers, go to the pitas. And those who are inclined to material activities remain in the material sphere. But person who engage in devotional service reach the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where there is neither birth nor death, nor different varieties of life under the influence of the law of karma. If you see our Vedic tradition, it is all inclusive, as very nicely explained by His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Swami Maharaj also. And here in purport, Prabhupada is writing, different paths have the different goals. If you worship the demigods or if you worship the pitas, you go to their planets, but you worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna. What is the futility of taking to all other processes? Because it will not give the highest thing which one is looking for. As Bhagavatam says, what is the highest thing? To situate oneself in the eternal constitutional position. Swarupa Sthiti is to realize that we are the eternal part and parcel of the Lord and to serve Him. So that is offered only by practicing the devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The best interest of living entity is to engage himself in the devotional service and go back home, back to Godhead. So this is Savai Pumsa Parodharma Yato Bhakti Radokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasediti. The beginning only Bhagavatam says that just by engaging into the unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service to the Lord, one can experience the Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasediti. That's how the living entity can be happy, just by performing the unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service of the Lord. So we have seen that though the spiritual life externally may look simple, but then it's very difficult to overcome our false ego. And that's how it adds one of the obstacles on the path of devotional service. So once Prabhupada was with his disciples, and since this is a winter season, I think he was in west, so much of cold and there was ice. And he was having a stick in his hand. And he showed towards that stone, ice, and he knocked that ice with his stick. And disciples didn't understand what Prabhupada is doing. And Prabhupada asked them, so what do you understand? He put his stick on the ice, and what do you understand? He was trying to break the ice. What do you understand? And nobody was understanding what Prabhupada wants to say. And then Prabhupada said, what is the natural state of water? The natural state of water is to remain liquid. But this is in the ice form. And once you break this ice, then it comes into its natural state, that is of liquid. So similarly, he says that the natural Jaya Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya. So what is the natural state of water? The water is to remain liquid, but when it's in the ice, it has to be broken. So similarly, the natural state of Jiva is to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and favorably serve Him. But then when it is covered by the false ego and material mind and intelligence, then that is like a ice, that is a water transformed into ice. But when it is broken by the instructions of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, then it can come to its natural state, that is of understanding that I am the part and parcel of Lord, and my eternal constitutional position is to serve the Lord. Then it is said, why this the process of devotional service is best? So in the one of the prayers of Shukdev Goswami, he says, तपस्विनो दान परायशस्विनो मनस्विनो मंत्र विदासु मंगल क्षेमम न विंदन्ति विना यदर्पणम तस्मै सुभद्रा श्रवसे नमो नमः. इस लाइक तपस्विनो दान परायशस्विनो, सो नॉट लाइक नो अदर प्रोसेस इज परफेक्ट विदाउट द एलिमेंट ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस. इवन एनी अदर प्रोसेस यू फॉलो इट इट नीड्स टू हैव the element of devotional service. Even as it is said that all the results of fruitive activities is given by the Supreme Lord. All the predictions what even demigods can give, it is only by the sanctioning of the Supreme Lord alone. So then why not to take the shelter of the Supreme Lord and get the highest goal of life, that is taking shelter of him. Yeah, and here in the last, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, my friend, you are being washed away in the material nature's waves of time. Please try to understand that you are the eternal servant of the Lord. Then everything will stop and you will be happy. Krishna says that yad gatvana nivartante tad dhamma paramam mama. If we just understand the Supreme Lord and performs his devotional service, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, then, because it's very difficult to understand that we are being washed away in these material nature's waves of time. Because it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, yesterday we were discussing, Sukhaya karmani koroti loko nate sukham vanya duparamva. Everyone in this world is trying to become happy. But in spite of getting happiness, they are getting distress only. So, whatever efforts we do, that it is said that whatever efforts we do to achieve, right from the top planetary system in this planetary system like Swargaloka to the Patal, the people are moving up and down, but everything is under the Kalena Ramhasa, that everything is under the control of the invincible time, and we will not be able to get happiness in this world. Tasseva heto prayateta kovid, it is said. The intelligent people will not try to get happiness in this material world because everything is controlled. In the previous verse also, Lord was mentioned in the form of time, right? How Lord is equal to all, but it's the invincible time who controls everything, and that's how our Bhishma Pitama also says that sarva kala kritam manye bhavatam chedapriya sapalu yadvashe loko vayoriva ganavali. So everything is in the control of the invincible time, and so here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that being washed away in the material nature's way of time. What he says, you know the bhajan, Kamala Dalajala Jivana Talamala, like he says, right? So this human form of life is very rare, and in spite of wasting this human form of life just to seek the pleasure in this life, that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Labdhva Sudhur Labhamidam Bahusambhavante Manushyam Arthadamanityam Apiha Dhira तूर्णम यते तन पते दनु मृत्युयावम निश्रेयसाय विषया खलु सर्वतस्य. सो लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभम, दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज वेरी रेयर. लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभम बहु संभवान्ते, एंड इट गेट्स, इट्स वेरी रेयर. आफ्टर मेनी मेनी लाइफ टाइम्स वन कैन गेट, इन द 84 लाख स्पीशीज वी गेट अ ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभम बहु संभवान्ते मानुष्यम अर्थदम, दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज अर्थदम. इज In this human form of life only we can perfect our life. So manushyam arthadam, but what is the then some may say, okay, it is the only life to perfect, so let me take my time to perfect. It says anityam, but the human form of life is anityam, and so apiha dhira. So what a sober person or intelligent person will do, turunam yateta, turunam means immediately one should endeavor, turunam yateta, why? Na pateta anumrityuyavan, do not wait for the death to come, because this human form of life is very rare. So before death approaches us, turnam yateta na pateta anumrityuyavan, and then it says nishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvatasyat, and if somebody desires only for the sense gratification, that is available in all the forms of life. So better utilize this human form of life to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and get the highest perfection in the life. So that's what here Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that once, if you take, please try to understand that you are the eternal servant of the Lord, then everything will stop and you will be eternally happy. So this is what little things I thought of discussing with all of you. Thank you so much. Any additions or comments was most Welcome. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर टॉलरेटिंग मी.